So, Eamon, what were your expectations before the 4A Solidarity Mission here in Palestine? What were you waiting for?
Well, our expectation is, of course, just to have you all, delegates from Palestine International here visiting Palestine, seeing what's going on, and of course introduced to what violations and what injustice, environmental injustice in particular, we are living in. Our expectation from the mission is, of course, just to see and to report and to document what have seen and to disseminate this information to the rest of the Federation's members as well as to the international one.
Okay, Eamon, and what do you think are the most important environmental injustices and human rights injustices that you are suffering here? I mean, all your people or Palestinian people?
Well, there is a lot of environmental injustice, among which, of course, the pollution created by the Israeli occupation, the land grab, confiscation, the building of illegal settlements, the denial of access of Palestinians to their land and their natural resources, particularly water resources. Of course, the pollutions coming out of settlements, Israeli settlements, whether it is liquid waste or solid waste, using Palestinian land as dump sites for all kind of waste, including hazardous and toxic wastes. There is also pollution of all kinds, whether air pollution or water pollution or soil pollution, moving banned industries inside Israel toward Palestinian areas, and therefore there is a lot of environmental problems happen to Palestinians as a result of this kind of violations of the Israeli occupations.
Okay, Eamon. What would you like to happen now after the mission? I mean, you said document it and let the whole world know what's happening here. But do you expect something specifically from the mission to happen afterwards?
We hope that the mission will convey this message clearly to the rest of the group members, the Federation members. And we hope that the members will be more informed, and therefore we are looking forward to a more organized campaign toward supporting Palestinian rights in gaining their sovereignty over their resources, over their land and their resources. And we are expecting a support from the Federation, Friends of Earth International, on how really Palestinians can, or how to end the occupation of Palestine, and therefore how Palestinians can gain their land and how to stop this environmental injustice which is happening here in Palestine.
Okay, do you think that nowadays the support for Palestinian people is much, much bigger than in the past, in the last decades? Has it increased? Do you see a hope in this?
For sure, the support is increasing, and if I compare the support now versus what it used to be even a few years back, I would say yes, now it is much more than ever before, and this support is growing. The awareness about the Palestinian case and the Palestinian issue is also growing. The international community start to become more aware of what's going on the ground, and of course we still need more supporters, and I think this mission comes in the right time in order to also clarify more about what's going on here.
Okay, Eamon, anything else that you would like to add or say?
Well, thank you very much for the solidarity visit, and I hope we welcome you again in the Free State of Palestine.